Good morning. This is our third day discussing the topic of windows in the shul, in the Beis Medrash, even in the bus, in public areas. Who has the right to say open them? Who has the right to say shut them? And so far, we have seen three approaches in the poskim. The first approach was that it depends on the time of year. During the summer, even the minority of people can force the windows to be open. That would be the default. And in the winter, even the minority of people can force that the windows be shut. We saw that in the name of a number of poskim, including Rav Nevensal, who said five words, Nahug. This is what's done. Shibachoref Sogrim, in the winter, we close them. Ubekaitz Potchim, and in the summer, we open those windows. That's approach number one. Approach number two, we saw a number of poskim, including the Riva Sefraim, Shmuel Salant, that it goes after the cold. Meaning, if there is somebody who says, I am cold, this is really making me cold, because there's a concern he can get sick, we will close the windows, even for that individual, because there's an intrinsic distinction between somebody who's cold and somebody who is hot. Somebody who's hot is in discomfort, but doesn't really risk getting sick. But somebody who's really cold does risk getting sick. So we have to make sure to not mazik, to not damage that individual who is cold. So that is what we have to defer to. Somebody is really cold. Hakol choli meitzal atzina is the default. Everyone is sick when it comes to being cold, and according risks being sick when they're cold, and accordingly the windows should be shut. And the third approach of Chaim Kanievsky is that we go by majority rule. So regardless of the time of year, summer or winter, if the majority want the windows open, they're open. If the majority want them closed, they are indeed closed. Now we're going to see the approach of the Pisrei Choshen. It does, in fact, go along with the majority somewhat, but we're going to see some additional important concepts here. So the Pisrei Choshen, in his volume on Hilchas Geneva and Onah, which deals with Onah in particular, not causing harm to other people, he says as follows, Umisvora hayenire shohochim lifi das rova misbalim. Rationally, logically, we would go by the majority rule, and also by based on the time of the weather. What's the weather outside? So he continues, Im yesh choshes mibnei machala, efshar shemutav shishar bebeiso. If somebody is concerned that he is going to get sick, and that's likely going to be more in the winter when the person is cold, but whatever, if the person is hot and it's not working for him in the shul, and he has different temperament than others when it comes to the climate, it's preferable that he stay home rather than causing sorrow to the rest of the people davening in the shul. So if somebody is an outlier, and this indeed does happen, oftentimes there's that one person who's always cold, that one person that's always hot insists that the windows be open even in the winter, that outlier, is he's saying it's preferable the person davens at home rather than causing sorrow. If he can't adhere to the norm in the shul, then don't go to shul, stay home and daven, or find another shul. But he continues, there's a possibility of an opening up the windows in one part of the shul and in the other part to close it. It's like in the old days on a plane, they used to have smoking and non-smoking sections. So we have a section in the shul that's for open windows and a part that's for closed windows. If that will work for people, then do it. You're obligated to do that. We need to find a solution that'll work for everyone. In the absence of that solution, then we would say that that outlier should simply find another place to daven. Then he goes on to say, Umutav levatar al mekomo hakov kavua. So we're getting into the sugya makam kavua. It's preferable that somebody move from his makam kavua rather than causing other people sorrow. So if the person is sitting by a window and he's insisting that window be closed and everyone wants that window open, but he says it's my makam kavua, that person should move his makam kavua. It's preferable to move your makam kavua, as important as it is, rather than causing other people sorrow because you're in your makam kavua. So we have there the view of the Pisrei Choshen as follows, that we have to try to find a solution that will work for everyone, even at the expense of people moving for the makam kavua, even at the expense of having places that windows are open and places that are closed. But if that solution is not going to work and you have that individual, it's just insisting still that it's not working for him, preferable that that person don't come to shul because he, as an individual, is causing sorrow to the tzibor. So that's the Pisrei Choshen. We have the next an opinion in the last one for the day by the Chaye Halevi, which is Rav Yisrael Belsky. And he says as follows, he was asked our question, he says, I heard in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that everything goes by the time of year. So is it the winter? Winter, windows are closed. And in the summer, the winter, the windows are open. But Rav Belsky says, it's not that simple. Mistavra de'ein ze klal gadol v'tarloi l'fiayin, and it really depends on the place and circumstances, because every place is going to have different situations. So he says, for example, if you have elderly and you have young people davening in the same shul, you have to see how you can organize the places that they sit in the shul and in the base meshresh, and we have to tell them, though, at least the people that are having a difficult time and disagreeing with what the status is right now, that they shouldn't be makbid so much. They should be flexible. They should work to have shalom together in the shul. So we have to find a solution that'll work, but those people who are the miyut, the outliers, they have to be flexible as well, and they have to think about others. And he goes on to say, "V'imyesh gabai shushaliach shakol atzibur." If there's a gabai there, and he is the representative of the tzibur, and he has been appointed by the tzibur to be in that role as the gabai, he should make the decision, l'fiayin, based on the circumstances, l'fiyamalkum, based on the place, l'fiyazman, and based on the time, because there's so many circumstances that go into making this decision, and he should have siyata Tishmaya in making that decision. So there we are so far. We are at the point of saying that there are many opinions as to how do we settle it. Do we look at the time of the year? Do we look at anyone who's cold? They're going to make the decision. Do we go by majority rule? And Lamaisa, it's true what we saw today, that there are many factors that go into this. It's not easy. The age of the people, the sensitivities of the people there, how many people are cold, how many people are hot. There's so many factors here. Ultimately, the goal has to be that we have shalom, that everyone should be looking for a solution, not only for themselves, but that will work for others as well. And ultimately, if they are unable to settle things, if it's just one individual, we unfortunately may have to sometimes say that individuals should find a different place to daven while the conditions are such that he's having a difficult time. And ultimately, if we have a gabbai that's been appointed by the tzibur and the tzibur itself is unable to make the decision, then the gabbai should make that decision and the tzibur should indeed respect that decision. Have a wonderful day.